Beckley and Murata Mornings, live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios. We are smack dab in the middle of Newsmakers Week 2022. It is our pleasure to welcome to the show the head coach and president of the Arizona Rattlers of the Indoor Football League, Kevin Guy, who joins us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Kevin, good to talk to you. How are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Less than a month away from the season opener, and I know last year did not end the way you wanted it to end with the tough loss in the United Bowl. But coming back from the pandemic, how hungry is your team? What is the hunger level of your team to get back to that championship level? And how equipped are you to do it?
Well, we're going to find out Tuesday. I mean, all the players report. On Tuesday, and we'll start training camp. It's unfortunate we've been to the last two championship games we've lost at home, and once in downtown Phoenix and once out in Glendale. But we've been to 8 out of the last 10 championships. We're going to continue to win, and we're going to continue to compete for championships. But we got to figure out a way to win it at home. We're 4-0 in my era on the road, and 0-4 at home. So we got to figure that out. But we believe in competition, and it's going to be a very competitive camp. We'll see what kind of group we got when they get in there next season.
Kevin, the Rattlers have such an amazing legacy of success in the Valley. What is the secret, in your opinion, to being able to sustain the success that you have?
Well, we've created a culture of accountability, of discipline, and obviously, we believe in competition. And there's a lot of coaches that talk about that, but I can tell you right now, I'm not married to anybody. I'm married to production. Okay, and when players come in here, what I love about this league is they're 1-year contracts. There's no long-term contracts, so nobody's going to hold the leverage, over the organization, and they got to come out and earn their job every year. And I love the setup. We've been really successful in this business model, and we're going to continue to be. And we got a coaching staff that buys into the competition part. We don't really sign anybody and tell them they're going to be the starter. I mean, our quarterback was the MVP of the league last year, and so was our safety, was the defensive MVP of the league last year. And they both know when they come to camp that last year's over, and they got to compete for a job this year. And we're trying to get better. I mean, we got to get over the hump. We didn't win it, and it's about finishing. We got to figure out a way to finish. And if not, then we're going to have to get some new guys in here and figure it out.
Arizona Rattlers president and head coach Kevin Guy, our guest here on Newsmakers Week 2022. Kevin, going back to what you said about the championship games at home, it's one of those strange anomalies, I think, because anybody who's ever been to a Rattlers home game, it's a snake pit, knows what an advantage it is. My question on that is how much did you feel a big change after, the 2020 season gets shut down? Fans mm-hmm. came back last year, obviously, and business got back to normal. But did you feel a change in the crowd last year at all?
No, because we got a very loyal, fan base. Mm-hmm. And there's been some games that is deafening in there. I can't even hear my coaches, on the headsets. But, were the numbers down a little bit? Yeah, a little, but we still had a solid fan base. I mean, up before the pandemic, we were averaging about 14,000 a game, and I would say we were probably around 10 last year. We've met with the ticket staff, and everything's back on pace of what it used to be, and we're expecting to have huge crowds again. But trying to. We've created a great home field advantage. We've lost two games in the last two seasons in regular season. But we got to figure out a way to win that championship game, that last game of the season. And, we've lost four that we lost at home. We've lost three of them on the last play. One of them was in overtime. So the one last year. We're one play away. We got to figure it out.
Kevin Guy, the head coach, president of the Arizona Rattlers, our guest during Newsmakers Week. About the league, adding another team this year in Las Vegas. And I'm wondering, because you have, your fingerprints are all over this league, not only in your role as with the Rattlers, but also the Tucson franchise. Coming out of the pandemic with the season off, where was your concern level about the overall health of the league? And where is that concern level, if you have one at all, at this point?
Well, I think we're pretty healthy. I mean, obviously, every business, you know, have their issues, and there's probably a couple of markets that we still need to get stronger and that we're having to deal with, you know, even at this moment. But, you know, we're not the AAF. We're not the XFL. We're going to be in business. We're not going to go out of business. And you know, we got 15 teams in this league. And, you know, we were probably at six, a couple, you know, about 3 years ago. And we've built it up to 15 teams. You know, Bill Foley, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, and his ownership group has brought is you know, bringing an expansion team in this year. And you know, my understanding is their home opener. There's going to be six NHL owners, you know, at that game to see the product because it's something that they're looking at invested in. So our league is continuing to grow. We're getting the right people, you know, involved, and you know, it's. It's about, you know, keep going after that vision of building it. And, you know, we're at 15 teams. We would like to probably shut it off somewhere around 28 teams. And you know, we got four or five applications on the table,
nice.
You know, right yeah. now. So we got the right business model. That's the important thing. And, you know, I know when Ron came to me and asked me to take over the business side, you know, during the, you know, pandemic, I was like, oh, well, thanks, Ron. This is a great time to take it over. But, you know,
right.
But we, you know, we came out and my team here, we put a plan together just like we do on the football side in the front office. And you know, we quadrupled our corporate sales, you know, during this time. And so we're happy. I mean, we're in a good spot, but we're not satisfied. We're going to keep working and keep building this organization. And you know, the Rattlers have been here since 1992, before a lot of other sports teams were here in this market. And we've had a lot of success over the years. And you know, we're going to continue to build the brand.
All right, finally, there are a lot of famous mascots in the Valley, from the gorilla to Sparky at ASU. You guys certainly had one in Fang who, you know, for a better part of three decades would come out of the tunnel on his Harley. Metallica's Enter Sandman would be blasting. Fang passed away. Your thoughts on what he meant to the Rattlers, and is there any way of enduring or cementing his legacy going forward?
Yeah, we're going to miss seeing his face. I mean, he certainly contributed to the success of the Rattlers and was very popular with the Rattler Nation and was a really good guy. I mean, you know, he'd call probably once a month and, you know, we'd catch up, you know, during the off season and stuff. And it was unfortunate, you know, that he passed away, but we're going to miss him driving that Harley out of the tunnel to lead us out onto the field. But you know, moving forward, I'm sure, you know, as an organization, we're going to do something, you know, for him. But he'll always be a part of the Rattlers, and we've always appreciated his contribution to the organization.
Well said, Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us during Newsmakers Week, and best of luck to you and the Rattlers on the upcoming season.
You got it, fellas.